Amen. And let's look at Psalm 95. Oh, come. Amen. Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with song. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Amen. And make a joyful noise unto Him with song. We should, it's just wonderful that we have this wonderful opportunity to come tonight. It's a very delicate thing that this writer is trying to do here, to unite enthusiasm with reverence. Sometimes we get enthused about something and we leave out the reverence. But to unite them together in thanksgiving. Hallelujah. The psalmist says in 100 verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and to His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. In all the public worship service, the Old Testament, there was that one abounding thing. It was to give thanks. Hallelujah. Amen. 107 verse 22. Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Thank God. Amen. Let us sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Amen. Psalmist 116, verse 17, I will offer unto Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I'll pay my vows unto the Lord and the presence of all of His people in the court of the Lord's house in the midst of the old Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Can we say it tonight? Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises upon the harp unto the Lord. Thank God. And in Jonah 2:9, but I will sacrifice unto Him with the voice of thanksgiving. Now pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Being enriched in everything to the bountiful, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer. Watch in the same with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Timothy 4:3. Forbidding to marry and command to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 7 and verse 12, saying, amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and prayer might be unto our God even forever and ever. Amen. Yes. Thanksgiving. Gratitude to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thanksgiving was the center of the Old Testament worship. Thanksgiving, thank God. Thanking God, amen, was expressed for the personal benefit that God had been to them. Thanksgiving is a natural element of Christian worship, rooted and built up in Him, and established in faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 17 and verse 16. You're familiar with this setting of Scripture. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks unto him, for he was a Samaritan. When all others fell, he turned back. And all the Pauline of the letters, with the exception of Galatians, it begins with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Let's look at it. Romans 1 and 8. For I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. 1 Corinthians 1 and 4. I thank my God always on your behalf. 2 Corinthians 1 and 3. Blessed be God, even our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Stay with me. I'll try to preach in a few minutes. Amen. How glory. Amen. Philippians 1 and 2. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 2. We give thanks to God always for you. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3. We're bound to thank God always for you. Have you got anything to thank God for? Amen. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, day, night, and day. Titus, thank God. Hallelujah. Philemon, I thank my God, making mention of thee in my prayers. So we see it's a duty, amen, to personally, amen, give God thanks for all the personal benefits that he's blessed us with. Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither to the Lord. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 15. Wherefore, glorify you the Lord in the fires. I don't care how bad it is. Amen. It's the right time to give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Worship puts the emphasis on God's glory and not on human achievements. Thank God. But the Bible tells us in Romans 1 and 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. They did not speak of God. They did not show the glory that God deserved. They did not in any way. Amen. Praise and thanksgiving are closely joined together. Thanksgiving acknowledges what God has done. And praise acknowledges what God is. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. So praise is not a light feeling. Our attitude, it is an expression such as a hand clapping, the raising of the hand, the leaping, the praying on the musical instrument, or even dancing. That's praising God. The psalmist said, my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise all the day long. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. If the Lord will help me, I'll try to say a few things here. Amen. On the expression of thanksgiving. The expression of thanksgiving. There was a boy in our church. His name was Gary Horn. Gary, we had his funeral 2 weeks ago this past Sunday. And Gary had leukemia. And he was a manager of a pretty large store there in town. And in his funeral, there was around 900 persons in attendance for a young man who was 39 years, 11 months, and 30 days old. He lacked one day of his being his birthday when he passed away. I happened to be at the university with him in his first time with there. And then when I came down this last year at this time, Doris had some things down the barn she wanted me to get out. So we went down to the barn, and I went into the barn, and I started to trying to get those things out. She had a couple of reindeers and a little thing there, a sled that she wanted out to decorate. Brother Benny, I tried as hard as I knew how to get them out. Sister Lana, I sat down, and I said, "Honey, I don't know what's wrong, but I can't do it." For the first time, Brother Benny, in my life, I couldn't do what I wanted to do. And she said, "That's all right, honey. Just let it go." We went back home. Brother Joe, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I just knowed all of a sudden I could not breathe. I thought, well, you know, I'd been preaching quite a bit. I thought, well, I've just got pneumonia. And at night, I'd sit up in the bed. I'd take my fist and hit myself in the chest. Thought, you know, hey, you know, that would help me to breathe. Amen. Doris said, "Ralph, you've got to go and find out what's wrong with you." And I said, "Honey, you know, you just kept putting her off on the Sunday night." I got up to preach, and the Lord came to me. And I was able to preach just like there wasn't nothing wrong with me. But when I got up on Monday morning, Brother Benny, I still couldn't breathe. And she said, "You've got to do something." I said, "Honey, if I'm not better tomorrow, I'll go see the doctor." Well, tomorrow I was the same way, if not worse. And she said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, I'll go by." And I went to see the doctor, and I said, "Doc, I've got a problem breathing." I said, "I don't know what's wrong with me. Get up on this table." I got up on that table, and I said, "Let me show you, Doc." And I just stepped off and then stepped back up. And when I stepped back up, you know, I just went into the spasm. I just couldn't breathe anymore. And he said, "Hold it there just a minute. Don't do that no more." He said, "Go around there and get an x-ray." I went around, got an x-ray, and come back. He told my old x-rays up there, and he said, "See, you've got long lungs. Look at them there. Your lungs," he did. And then he told the ones up. When he told them up, they're just barely in the top of each lung, just a little room to breathe. And he said, "I don't know how much it's already damaged your heart, but I got to get you down to the hospital real quick and let them pull that fluid." And I got down to the hospital, and they sent a surgeon in. He come in with those big needles about that long, went through my back and started pulling the fluid out. And when he pulled it out, it was milky. Of course, I didn't know the difference, Stephanie. I thought, you know, that's just the way it's been. But it's, you know, that told him what's wrong with me. I had the lymphoma. You could see that, you know, and that fluid. Amen. And the next evening, the doctor came in, and he looked at me. He said, "Sir," he said, "you got a malignancy." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You understand what I'm saying to you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Sir, you have a malignancy in you. You understand what I'm telling you?" "Yes, sir." He said, "You have a tumor right there." He said, "You understand what I'm telling you?" "Yes, sir." And Brother Benny, he turned and walked out of the room. Amen. When he turned and walked out of the room, Doris was sitting there. I didn't feel sorry for Ralph. I felt so sorry for her. She bent over and moaned and cried. Amen. For the news she'd heard. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. The boy that I told you about, Gary Horn, he was one of the first to come to me and tell me, you know how to go through, what to expect about leukemia, etc. And I went on to the university, and he is one of those that come to see me. But just in a few days, here they bring Gary in, that leukemia that had been in remission. Now it was eaten away. Amen. Brother Benny, I saw him give chemo, and I took the hard stuff. But I never seen a man they pour so much of that chemo through. 5 days and nights continually with the hardest of trying to kill the bone marrow. And they did. And when they did, amen, 1 week went past, and you know they're expecting it, the bone marrow to kick back in. 2 weeks and 3 weeks and 4 weeks and 5 weeks and 6 weeks rolled around. The doctor came into Gary's room, the head of the hospital there, who happens to be from Grundy. And he said, "Gary," he said, "I've never saw anybody's bone marrow kick back in after the 6th week, and this is the 8th week, Gary." And Gary looked up at him and he said, "Well, what does that mean to me, Doc?" He said, "You'll lay right there and you'll get sicker and sicker and sicker." Amen. I left my room and went down to see Gary. Gary had fought so hard. I mean, you're talking about a fighter. He fought so hard to live. And I went down that night and went into this room and I looked at Gary. And the fire had gone out of his eyes. I came back to my wife. I said, "Doris, Gary's gone. He's gone." Amen. And so the call home is on Thursday night. And the church, that for them to pray for Gary. And as they opened up the service, one of our elder men who has Parkinson's disease, he stood up and he said, "Folks, I've got to have prayer right now." He just really shaking real bad. And so he came and they started praying. And 2 hours later, they're still praying. I went down to Gary's room the next morning. And I walked in and there was life in him. He looked up and he said, "I got a touch last night." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He came through it. His bone marrow kicked back in, went through the summer. Then all of a sudden, here he comes back in. There was 900 people or more in attendance to a boy that was so backward that he could not eat what he wanted to when he sat down to eat. He was so backward. But he was one of the best men that you would ever meet. Amen. As a boy, I took him by the hand just as he was born and able to walk around. Amen. I'd pastor him all of his life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The hospital out there, they call me the pastor. They found out I was a preacher. And they found out I was Gary's pastor. And they say, "The pastor." But this is one thing about Gary. You never... If the janitor come in the room to do anything in the room, he never went out with Gary and said, "Thank you." If a maid come in and cleaned his bathroom, he never failed to say, "Thank you." If a nurse came in and did anything, he'd say, "Thank you." If a doctor came, he'd say, "Thank you." Not one time in all that time that Gary. Finally, the doctor came in one day. He said, "Gary, we've tried everything. Nothing is working." He said, "There's a possibility we can use this experimental, and we might." Gary looked at him and he said, "Sir, I have a wife and 2 sons. I fought this far, I'll fight on." Amen. But nothing worked. Amen. The last morning that Gary was alive, he was in the room, and I was talking with him about the scriptures, talking to him about the Lord. And he looked up and he said, "Brother Ralph, I hate to leave my family, but I'm not afraid to die." Hallelujah. But not one time in all of his man being in the hospital through the years, not one time did anybody ever leave out of his room without saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Hallelujah. Oh, to have that attitude. "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. My lips will praise you, Lord. I'll offer the sacrifice of praise. Thank you, Lord." Praise the Lord with the heart. Oh, clap your hands, all you people, and shout with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 15, verse 3. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery in the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise Him upon the string instruments and the organ. Praise Him with the loud cymbal. Praise Him with the high-sounding cymbals. Amen. This psalmist,
Amen. As Father, he goes, the more excited he gets about thanking God and thanking God for his benefits. Hallelujah. Amen. Help me out just a little bit, Brother Bill. Let's go to Psalm 146. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. To praise God. To praise him. The psalmist said, I'll bless thee while I live. I'll lift up my hands in thy name. Amen. Psalms 34 and verse 2. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 149 and verse 3. I'm not born you yet, Emma. Amen. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with a trembling heart. 2 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 14. And David danced before the Lord with all of his might, and David was girdled with a linen ephod. Hallelujah. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall, yet will I praise the Lord. I'll joy in the God of my salvation. For seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. The love of God was in this man's heart like a fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Psalms 34 and verse 1. Amen. And David, when he had changed his behavior, amen, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He who praises the Lord for his mercy shall never want for mercies. Hallelujah. We enter into worship after we enter into the gates of thanksgiving. Worship is coming to understand of God's holiness within our finite limitations. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's just a human nature to grumble. Hallelujah. A thankful heart is the parent of all virtues. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. Years ago at Stanford, there was two young men there was in college, and they run out of funds. Unless they do something, they're going to have to leave college. And so they come up with the idea, we can have a call in some great musician, and then we can raise the funds, and we can get enough money to continue our education. And so they did. And they brought this a great musician in, and he was a great, and so they had to pay him $2,000. And they only raised $1,600. And here they come, and they have the, having this great thing. And they go up to his agent and said, sir, we're $400 short. We only have $1,600. Amen. If I can pronounce this man's name right, it's Paderewski. Paderewski was a musician. He said, no, hold it. He said, you take this money back. Now, you take out all your expense where you have incurred. And so they took out her. Now, he said, now you take 10% each of all that's left. Amen. And then I'll take the rest. And so they did that. And it was enough to keep them in college. World War I came along. Amen. And the premier of Poland, the people were starving to death. And there was only one man that they could get to that had the food that could feed his nation. And this man was over the U.S. Food Relief Bureau. And so this man's name was Paderewski. And so he was prime minister. Amen. And he appealed to this man, and this man said, sure. And he gave them enough relief to feed his nation. And one day he got the privilege. He said, I want to be able to thank the man that gave the relief to our country. And when he got there, he thanked the man for everything that he'd done. And he said, you don't remember me, do you? He said, I remember you when we had you to come. And he said, I was that college student that you gave the money back to, and I was able to stay in. That man's name was Herbert Hoover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I know I'm not making too much amen tonight in this preaching, but there's one thing about it tonight I want to tell you. I am thankful. I am thankful. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I really have a problem thinking maybe that people, you know, when I start talking about what I need to say. Amen. I'll never forget it, Brother Benny. I had chemo. I mean, you know, the things that happened to my body. And I was up, and you get delirious, and things happen to your mind, and it happens to your physique, and all those things. And I was up one night, up in the early morning, and I was so sick, and so confused, and I got up, and I said, oh, God, if I was your father, I'd help you. He said, that's what I'm doing for you right now. And the worst time I'd ever faced, God said, I'm helping you. Oh, thank God. He helped me when there was no one to help me. He helped me when I was so confused. I didn't know hardly who it was. I'd wake up my wife early in the morning, and I'd say, honey, please talk to me. I know I'm not right. I know there's something. Amen. I can't think right. There's things wrong with me, but please talk to me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd say, honey, pray with me. Please pray with me. After a while, she'd pray and the Spirit of the Lord would come on me. Thank God my mind would clear. The pain would leave. Thank God. I said, thank God. When you've got no place to go, there's a God that'll come to you. Oh, glory. Glory. Gratitude is the heart's memory. He who forgets the language of gratitude can never be on speaking terms with happiness. Amen. They tell us that Alexander Witt was always, when he'd go to the pulpit, he always had something to thank the Lord for. This day they noticed that everything that bad could be had happened to Alexander Witt. And the congregation waited on him for his prayer. And he got up and he said, I thank you, Lord, that it's not always been this bad. Lord, there's... Amen. Amen. Matthew Henry was robbed. And he wrote in his diary these words, let me be thankful. First, because I was never robbed before. Second, although they took my wallet, they did not take my life. Third, because although they took all, amen, it was not much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed and not the robber. Hallelujah. Corrie ten Boom tells about the time when they put her in that awful prison cape. And they put her in the barracks, and it was fleas, fleas, fleas. Amen. Just fleas, just cover them up. And her sister, they began to read the Bible, and the Scripture said, be thankful in all things. And she said, Corrie, now thank the Lord for these fleas. And she said, uh-uh. And she said, Corrie, thank the Lord for these fleas. I just can't do that. She said, Corrie, you must thank the Lord for the fleas. And she said, all right. And she bowed her head and thanked the Lord for the fleas. They noticed that in their barracks, there was never a guard came in and molested anybody. Hallelujah. Not only that, they was able to keep their Bibles and have devotions every day. There was never a guard to come in. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only that, they was able to keep their Bibles and have devotions every day. There was never a guard to come in. After it's all over with, they wondered why that they was never molested and never bothered by the guards. And they said it was because of the fleas, none of us would come in. Hallelujah. Oh, look what we've got to thank God for. Hallelujah. William Law said it was not the greatest Christian was not the one who was most pious. It was not the one who gave the most alms. It was the person that was most thankful. Hallelujah. Happiness of a person depends upon the depths of their gratitude. Hallelujah. I have found that the least gratitude from those families in which I had performed the greatest service, Benjamin Rush said, "My God, amen, aren't you glad tonight that you can thank God from a heart?" Amen. Chesterton said, "When it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take the things for granted or where you take them with gratitude." Hallelujah. We have been the recipients of the greatest blessing of heaven. We are the recipients of salvation. We are the recipients of divine healing. We've got so much to thank the Lord for. Oh! Amen. I remember going back to the university after I'd preached the meeting down at Norman's with Brother Gabbert. The Lord had dealt with me. He was going to heal me in that meeting. And I was so sick that, Brother Sullivan, I wasn't able to walk with myself. And so Doris would assist me to get from my room to the car, from the car to the church and what have you. And so we went down there in that condition. And you that stayed downstairs, I don't know where you ever stayed downstairs, did you? It's been quite some steps. And here I am. I'm having problem walking on level ground, much less going down those steps. We got there. I said, "Doris, get a hold of the back of my shirt and jacket." And she got a hold of and held on to the back of my shirt and jacket. And I got and went down those steps and was able to get down there. And I said, "Well, how are we going to get out of here?" And I went to bed that night. And I was praying, Brother Benny. And the Holy Ghost come on me and shook me. Well, I'll tell you how sweet that is. How wonderful sweet that is. So the next morning we got up to go up the steps to go to church. I said, "Honey, get behind me." She got behind me, Brother Bill. And I said, "Push." And she pushed with all that she had. And we made it to the top. They helped me to the pulpit. When I got in the pulpit, amen, I read my text. Hallelujah. And here comes that sweet Holy Ghost. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Amen. We go through the same ordeal that night and the next morning. And I come back to the pulpit. Brother Benny, here comes that Holy Ghost again. I tell you, I'd rather not have the Holy Ghost come on me as anything I've ever experienced in this world is to have the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to back up. Got in the pulpit on Friday. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord came on me. And I run out of the pulpit. Ran down to where my wife's at and grabbed her by the hand. And we run back up to the pulpit. And I shouted around for a while. Hallelujah. Amen. I scheduled to go back to the university on the Monday. This is on Friday. I scheduled to go back there, brother. I felt with that. And to have chemo on Monday. And so we got there. And the first thing they did to me, they sent me down to have a scan, a body scan. And so I came back and they gave me chemo. Amen. By the time they got through again, I was sick. Lord God. Amen. From the first batch all the way through. I was sick, 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 day and night, all the time sick. Amen. I lost 50 pounds, but I got it back. You don't know how good it feels to be overweight. Hallelujah. Amen. I went back the other day. I said, Doc, I put on a little weight. He said, good, good. Good, good. Amen. He checked the circulation. Good. Amen. He got the blood report. He said, wonderful. Every category, great. Amen. He said, now let me listen to them lungs. My lungs, the left one had tore completely loose and collapsed, and the right pneumonia, and all the time fluid around it. Amen. In May, they went back in and glued that lung back. Amen. Double glued it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He said, now let me listen to that lung. Woo! He said, all the way to the bottom. All the way to the bottom. I've got a whole lot to thank God for. Woo! I mean, I've got... Amen. I got to where I could scream again. And when I got where I could scream again, amen. Lord, what a great thing it was to holler. Woo! I tell you, you ought to keep at it, children. You ought to never stop praising God. Hallelujah. Do you know just how wonderful it is to be able to praise God? Oh, glory. I said, oh, glory to God. How wonderful it is to say thank you, Lord. They got through, gave chemo. When he got through giving chemo, they sent me, Doc Hess wants to see you. So we go in. Doc Hess, he comes in. Amen. He said, the tumor's gone. The leukemia's gone. And he said, it's gone. And I said, I'm sitting there, you know what you'd think I would do, would jump up and holler, glory to God, hallelujah. But Benny, I was like one of those that dreamed. No, I'm sitting there. Doris is sitting there. We're sitting there. And we went out and got in the van and she was driving us home. And I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Whew. Oh, thank you, Lord. For the next 4 hours and a half, whew. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Doors to say, thank you, Lord. We got home, went to bed, had a good night's sleep. Got up next morning, and Doris, she called the lady up there. Her name is Carolyn Polly. She does all the scheduling for Doc Hiss and all the cancer ward and what have you. Her and Doris have become good friends. Doris called her and she said, Carolyn, did y'all say yesterday the tumor was gone? She said, that's what we said. She said, did y'all tell us that there was no more lymphoma? And she said, that's right. It was so far beyond. I believed it. But to comprehend it, God has been so good to us. He's been better than anything you ever prayed for. I said, he's been better to you than anything you've ever asked him for. Amen. He has went beyond all your prayers, all your expectation. He's beyond that. Woo! Thank God. I said, thank God. Oh!
You know, Brother Collins, when he called, you know, after the doctor on the 5th had come in, 5th of December, and told me all these bad things, and next morning the phone rang, is LL on the phone, and he was a madman on the other end. This way he opened up, hello, Brother L. Oh, Brother LL. He said, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, said God spoken. Glory to God, hallelujah. He said, God spoken. Jeremiah 30:17. For thus saith the Lord, I'll restore thy health, and I will heal all thy wounds. Glory to God, hallelujah. God has spoken, Brother Ralph. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The doctor the night before said, you're dying.
And then here a fella calls. Amen. He said, God said he's going to restore your health. Amen. Going to heal all your wounds. And I didn't know what that meant until I found out later he restored my health and I had all these wounds. Amen. And then, Sister Jane, he started healing all my wounds. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My hair started coming back. And the more hair come back, the more I could grin. I stopped at that. Stephanie knows where this is at. Stephanie's one of the greatest girls in the world. She is. Lord God, I'm so glad that John got to marry her. Amen. I'm so glad that she raised such a precious daughter. Lord God. Amen. She's one of the greatest mothers I ever saw with her children. Amen. That's the reason I wanted to see her to come see you. Amen. Because I knew it cost you some prayers and dedication to have a daughter like that. I knew she wouldn't see her mother. Hallelujah. My church tonight, I went off without telling them. Amen. If you'll never tell them, they'll not know about this. Amen. I just appreciate she wouldn't. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. And I stopped in the Double Quick over there the other morning. And I said, the girl that was at checkout there, she had been to Charlottesville, had a lot of tumors taken out of her neck. She was just a young girl. And I spoke to her and I said, are they going to tell Gary about his blood work today in this woman? She said, she's standing there and she'd bought her a lottery ticket scratch. She said, who? This is our neighbor as we turn into Holler. There it lives on the right. And she said, who? And I said, Gary Horn. And she looked up at me and she said, well, how's Ralph Horton getting along? Said, I ain't heard nothing the last few days about him. Oh, I said, he's the doing good. Then the girl, she started, I said, Amen. I went over to the office, I said, pickle? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Doris comes to the door and said, Norma wants to talk to you on the phone. I said, Doris, you're not going to do me that way. Surely you're not. She said, yeah, if Norma on the phone wants to talk to you. Oh, Brother Ralph, I'm embarrassed to death. I didn't know that was you. You! Hallelujah. You! I'll tell you something. God's been good to this boy. I said, God's been good to this boy. And I'm going to tell you somebody else he's been good to. You! He's been good to you. He's been good to you. He's been good to every one of us. Oh, thank God for the goodness of God. Amen. I got able to go in the funeral home there, Hurst Scott. They've been good to us through the years, every Cape meeting, for I don't know how long, 20, 30 years. Every year they'll drive down and they'll give us $500 on our camp meeting. You know, there's not very many business in that in the world. And so I walked into the funeral home, me and Doris and the girl Joan that works there in the office and Gene Hurst Jr., his boy, who's now the young one there who's does most of the first batch of chemo. Developed a mass of blood clots in my right leg from a calf clear to the groin.
and then in my right arm all through here. This whole thing was just a mess of blood. And so they put me in a local hospital down there and gave me some heparin and Coumadin, and in 3 or 4 days the physician, that he's going on vacation, so he dismissed me. And I go home. I can't even get in the house. I can't even get to the bedroom. So happened that Aaron Michael came by, actually with a police cabinet in the bed. And that night, I told Ghost, I said, well, I've got to have something done. And so she called the doctor and she said, last up to have some help. Well, he said, tell him to get up and walk and eat. I said, eat, but no way in the world. Need to walk. And so the university called, had to call. Ken Dorsey claims on this, said, get in here. Said, Mike and Randall come and load me up, and Mike was putting him in the vein. He hurt my leg. It was much, and he used to go down and cry to me. They got me out there. I don't remember too much, but they got me back. It's late in the evening, and here I am, you know, the system's too low to put me in any place except on the cancer ward. The only thing is cancer ward, they don't have any place to put me back. And so they got what they call a PAC unit. That's where you put you in as you're going into surgery, you know, isolate you there. You only stay there 4 hours. That's the limit. That night they rolled me in. I can't remember going in. I remember starting. I remember waking up during the night, way early in the morning. I came to. And there was a man standing at the end of my bed, looking down at me. And I was just sick. Lord God, how sick I was. I had perspired until I was laying in water. All my clothes were wet. My bed covering was wet. And I was freezing almost dead. And I looked at him and I said, sir, I don't know where I'm at. I'm off the street. Could you get me? And then I went back out. The next day, Mike come in and he saw what was happening to me. He saw if there wasn't some change, it was gone. He went to his room. He got over there and got the cream. And all of a sudden, the heavens opened. And he saw me step out of the cloud. And he came over to where I was at and he said, Ralph, I saw you step out of the cloud. And you're as strong as you were years ago. Brother Leo, why he was telling me, all of a sudden, I got hungry. And I said, I believe I can eat. And he said, what do you think you need? I said, try to start out with some cereal. Amen. Hallelujah. When the clouds rolled by. Amen. They feel some clouds around me, Brother Bill. But they're practically all gone. Hey, man. Hey, man. I got so many good things happened to me in the worst time of my life. The worst thing that, you know, here you are, holiness preacher, heading, and the devil talks to you. Amen. If you had been what you said you was, you wouldn't have had cancer. This wouldn't have happened to you if you'd been. Amen. Hallelujah. One thing. It's too much. Thank the Lord for all. The fuss with anybody. We go to church sometimes, and us old boys up there leading song service. What number did you say? Huh? What number did you say? What number?
Doris gives a pitch over there one song, and we'll start we're shouting out on another. Amen. And you know what I do? I do what I feel like doing. Ain't this a bunch of fun? Ain't this a bunch of fun? Hallelujah. Or you would get vexed and fuss about it. Then he'd come up and she said, Dad, a Sunday morning, said, yes, from one time, there's another time. Doris is another time. Organ was another time. Said, that was just all. Whew. Ain't it wonderful? I said, ain't it wonderful to try? I said, isn't it wonderful to be the house of God tonight? Though the house is not running over like it should be and ought to be, but thank God you're here. I got so many things to think. Brother Denny, if there's ever been any time in your life that you had doubts that I loved you, I did. I'm going to tell you, when Doris has been married 47, I'm reading her lips. I don't have a good memory. There's one thing I haven't told my church yet. I really haven't told too many people. And I may look at you and say, how you doing, Bill? And I'm looking right at you, Joe. You know, I know what I'm saying. I know who I'm talking to, but I'll say the different words. But I can see that that's a plan. Appreciate my life. Lord God, have it. Always appreciate it. Amen. We worked as a team together without, you know, what I see a lot of other pastors have to go through. I've never had one time to ask Doris to do anything in the way of living right, dressing right, saying that. I've never one time had to suggest. She was always before me. Never one time. Better than 40 days and nights, she sat with me at the university in a chair. Never one time I talked. 40 days. Wouldn't leave my bedside to go out. I think one time they talked and went out for the rest of the night. This is a silly world. Silly world. Have a good wife and treat her like she's not. Lord, have mercy. How thankful I am. How thankful. Amen. It has dawned on me that there's clocks in this world. And I don't know what time it is. Philip went and bought him one of those clocks, you know, that automatically sets itself. Put it on the wall over there where he comes in and sets down. It's just one thing he forgot, to put up a calendar beside of it. He needs that calendar to be on time. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel foolish tonight, but I sure do feel to be here. I'm so glad to be here. Amen. And those if you look down there, you can tell time, can't you? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm having the best time. Amen. Glory to God. Sir, did I get your order wrong? No, ma'am, it's not what I ordered, but it's all right. Amen. I ordered steak, but this ham's okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just thankful. I can walk, talk, and go. Amen. Thank you, Brother Vinny. You've sure been kind to me tonight. And here I am, deeper in debt than I ever was before. But I sure am thankful. I really am. I'm thankful. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's much to tell. I'd like to say, Bill, you've been
one of the best people for the wholeness movement. You've been one of the best people. A lot of times we may not understand you, like you know, pure heart is. I understood you all the time. Thank God. This church here is one of the highlights of the wholeness movement. You ought to never bring a reproach on your pastor of this church by any of your living. Now, Obeah, you've been a great, great, great friend.